This is an ABC podcast.
He's a headline act in every way. For the third time, Cameron Smith is the Fortinet Australian PGA champion.
That right there is the sound of golfer Cameron Smith being showered with adulation from his fellow Queenslanders. He won the Australian PGA in Brisbane on Sunday. When Smith signed with the Greg Norman-led Saudi-backed LIV Golf League, there were many who thought he might be on the nose down under. Yet, as he attempts to win the Australian Open in Victoria, it seems clear Smith is winning the public relations conversation. So why is he succeeding where others like Norman and Phil Mickelson did not? And is LIV winning the fight for the hearts and minds of Aussie golf fans? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Mike Clayton's an Australian golf professional. He's played and caddied at the highest levels. These days, when he's not commentating on golf, he's designing courses. Australian golf fans would be very familiar with Barnboogle. Of course, he helped design in Tasmania. He's at the Australian Open in Victoria this week. Mike, we want to talk to you about Cameron Smith. When he won the British Open earlier this year, Aussie golf fans were thrilled, but that kind of turned to a level of unease, I think, when it became clear he might join and did join LIV. How would you describe the general vibe around the way that was received by golf fans in Australia at that time?
I don't know, really. I think there's a lot of whataboutism when it comes to the Saudi government, who he's essentially working for. He's a great kid. He's a tremendous player.
Very high ball flight, starting at the flag, drawing just a hair left of it. It's almost straight at it.
Oh. And when Gary Player came here and played in the early 70s, there were anti-apartheid protesters at the golf, and they dug one of the greens up at the Australian, and there was a general more than unease about South Africans playing here and Australians going down there. But here, I just, for whatever reason, I just don't see that the issue is resonating with anyone involved with golf here. I just think the golf fans, certainly wasn't a hint of a protester in Queensland last week. There won't be one here in Melbourne this week. And, I just think that the issue of the Saudi government and how they run their country is, and the human rights up there, is just, I just don't see that as being an issue with anyone down here involved with golf. I mean, I'm not saying that personally, but, the average golf fan, I just don't think it resonates at all.
I was fascinated to see the kind of reception Smith would get last week in Queensland, his home state, when he played the Australian PGA. Fair to say that his hometown fans were not too concerned about his associations with LIV at all?
There was no evidence of that. I mean, he was on the other side of the draw to us the first 2 days, but we got to the course the first day and the crowds were like massive. I mean, it wasn't kind of Greg Norman, but it was close. Which was not surprising, given he'd grown up in Brisbane and the local hero wins the British Open. He's coming to play. He hasn't played here for years because of COVID. And he was playing with Adam Scott, who's kind of an even bigger legend than he is, probably. So it was, there was no evidence of any unrest amongst the gallery, or there certainly wasn't a sign at the front saying, why you're taking the money of the Saudi Arabian government. It was just a regular golf tournament, and you would never have known that it was even an issue.
It's one thing for a Queenslander, I suppose, to get a warm reception in the Sunshine State. You've even had scenarios last week where it was rugby league legend Jonathan Thurston sculling beers out of the claret jug.
How'd it taste?
Tasted outstanding. Tasted like a winner. Something Cam and I got in common.
I mean, it's home territory, but are you expecting more of that sort of support this week in Victoria? You've been at the Australian Open course this week. What's the feeling there among the golf community?
I don't think it'll be any different here. Victoria's obviously a much different state politically than Queensland. We're probably a little further to the left than the average Queenslander down here, but, I just don't think it'll be any different down here. The couple of guys who, Jed Morgan, Wade Ormsby, Matt Jones, who've played the LIV Tour this year, I haven't spoken to them about it, but I suspect they're either holding their nose and taking their money, or they justify it by the fact that, as Greg's pointed out,
European Tour was connected with the Saudis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy to take their money then,
yeah.
Right? For years and years and years. PGA Tour in China, Uyghur issues. Happy to take their money, put it in their bank. No problem.
And that would be their justification for, the tour does business with them, so why shouldn't we? But I just don't see it resonating the way the anti-apartheid thing did when I was a kid.
Smith made a fair bit of noise about a desire to play more golf in Australia. Do you think returning to play the PGA in this week's Australian Open has been an important part of his overall image in this country?
No, because he's always been great. I mean, he's the one guy who's played. He and Adam have been the guys who've been our major champions who, you know, in stark contrast to Jason Day, who almost never plays here. I mean, Cameron's come back and played every Open, every PGA. He's been amazing. If he plays more, I mean, our tour is not in great shape. I mean, I think about, you know, the era that I played in when obviously Greg was the main guy, but there was a hell of a supporting cast with David Graham and Graham Marsh and Roger Davis and Jack Newton and Bob Shearer and Ian Baker Finch and Wayne Grady. I mean, these guys were household names in Australia. And the tour is far from what it was then. So if he is playing less in the United States and he can come back and play more golf here, then that can only be good for the tour here.
You know, for me to be able to go home, see my family and play golf there more often, that was a really big up for me.
There's so much golf on TV now that, you know, when we were kids, the only way you saw a professional golfer swing a golf club was if you went to the golf tournament and watched them do that. Now you watch them all day, every day on TV. I think that if he came and played more here, I think that it would be a massive boost to the tour.
Whether it was Australian golf legend Greg Norman or, you know, a great of the sport like Phil Mickelson, Liv hadn't always had success winning over the masses with some of those so-called greats of the sport. Why do you think Smith seems to have had more success in a place like Australia where someone like Greg Norman maybe hasn't exactly nailed it?
Well, I just think he's kind of the all-Australian boy, really. He's pretty humble, he's quiet, he likes a beer.
I think the Australians are coming around to it. I know it's big in footy back home. A lot of the rugby league boys and the AFL boys love a good mullet, and I'm just trying to keep up with them, to be honest.
He's a sort of Australian sportsman that people like. He's like, you know, he's not Shane Warne, but people love Warney in a way that they've never really warmed to Greg, because Greg's just been Greg, and Greg's always kind of difficult, and Greg is what he is, you know. Tremendous player, but I don't think Greg was ever a sort of a sportsman that Australia loved in the way they loved Shane Warne. They admired him, but never loved him. Then Smith he needs to obviously keep playing well, but I think he's in the other category where people really like who he is and what he does.
We know that Cam Smith's definitely going to be playing in Australia for the LIV event in South Australia next year. Does it feel to you as though the LIV Tour is kind of winning the battle for the hearts and minds of Australia's golfing public just by virtue of the fact that they're bringing major names to play big events here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the crowds will be... I don't know what the LIV crowds have been like in the tournaments they've played to this point. I don't think particularly great. But, you know, I'd be willing to bet that the biggest crowds they've ever seen, probably double what they've seen anywhere else, will be in Adelaide.
The LIV Golf Tournaments will be well received in Australia. It's a really fun time. There's a lot of people around just trying to have a good time, and the performance of golf is obviously at a really high level as well. So, yeah, it'll be awesome.
Anecdotally, stories of guys from all over the country who are arranging to fly to Adelaide to watch the golf, because I was at the Dunhill Links, St Andrews, and I got out there on the... It was a sixth hole. I'd driven up from London, left at 4 a.m, met a friend of mine, a journalist, behind the sixth tee, and Rory McIlroy was on the tee. The group behind was Shane Lowry, the Open champion at Portrush. The group behind him was the US Open champion, Matt Fitzpatrick. And Huggy, who's kind of a cynical old golf writer who's been around golf forever, starts bitching about how slow the play is, and they're playing with amateurs, and it's slow, and it's just this tournament takes forever, it's 6 hours to play. I said, Huggy, we're watching Rory McIlroy play golf in Australia. You know what people would do to watch Rory McIlroy play golf? And in the group behind, Shane Lowry and Matt Fitzpatrick. You know, the rest of the world takes for granted that they see these guys on a regular basis. We never see them anymore. We wanted Rory to play the Australian Open this week at Victoria and Kingston Heath. If you wanted him to play and he wanted to play, it would cost you north of $2 million, probably more. So we can't afford the appearance to get these guys here. You know, we rely on our local stars to come back and play, which is why what Cameron's doing so good. But, you know, we're so starved of watching the best players that the fact that DeChambeau and Johnson and Koepka and Stenson and Smith and all the other guys, all the other LIV guys are going to play is like, well, people are going to flock to watch them play from all over the country because, as I said, we never see them play anymore.
Mike Clayton, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Patrick.
Headlines. Staying with the LIV conversation, and Tiger Woods has echoed the sentiments of Rory McIlroy in calling for Greg Norman to move on if the Rebel Golf League is to find any common ground with the US PGA Tour. Round ball action, and Iran's Football World Cup is over after a 1-0 defeat to the United States. They were joined in the departure lounge by Gareth Bale and Wales, who were thumped 3-0 by England. Marcus Rashford scored twice for the Three Lions. They have finished top of their group and will next take on African nation Senegal. The USA will play the Dutch. And in cricket, Australia has won the toss and chose to bat in the first test of the summer with the West Indies, despite losing Dave Warner early.
Seals goes in and bowls to Warner. Warner's bowled. He's played it on. Inside edge into his stumps. He bowled a full delivery. Warner went for the luscious drive. And he's out.
The hosts were on top at time of publish on day one to listen to the test live. Just go to the Listen app, click on the green ABC Sport button to hear Jim Maxwell and the team. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. To keep up with the Socceroos World Cup fortunes, make sure you go to the website abc.net.au/sport, or you can follow ABC Sport on social media, wherever you scroll. Thanks to Sky Sports, Channel 9 and the PGA for the extra audio used in this episode.
What a cluster of fields around the batsman.
Cricket has been on the ABC for 90 years.
This has been a sensational innings.
Everlasting Summer tells the story from Bodyline to WBBL, and it's on the ABC Listen app right now.